Hi, this is Jack Healy. Today I'm going to, my podcast, I'm going to talk about the great Muhammad Ali. An unusual moment, moments I guess more, than I had with him. We had kicked out the Dick Gregory cross country run in honor of the bicentennial and a world hunger run to stop world hunger. And we kicked off in L.A. at the mayor's office, Mayor Bradley's office, on April 23rd, 1976. The goal was to run to New York. Dick was going to run to New York across the country and speak to communities along the way and raise the consciousness about world hunger. That was the goal, and as we set out to do, I'd helped raise some money for it, and Dick was ready to go. So we kicked off April 23rd. I'm back in D.C. trying to, I was kind of the front guy to organize, you know, communities along the route of the run. It was my job, so I was trying to do that. And Dick calls me that day and says, Jack, I'd like you and my friend George O'Hara, an old buddy of both of us, to visit Muhammad Ali tonight, or today. And I said, Dick, he's fighting Jimmy Young tonight. This is like April 30th, and that, yes, it's the fight of the Jimmy Young fight tonight with him. We couldn't get in there to see him. No, I want you to go over and see him, Dick says. And I said, okay, all right. So George and I get over there. George is from Chicago, and we sure enough, we get in line, believe it or not. And which probably meant that Lil Gregory, Dick's wife, had called ahead of time and set this up for us, because we actually went through a few security checks. But, you know, eventually we were put in line in front of the great Muhammad in the room. And it didn't take very long for people to state what they wanted from him or not and leave. I get in front of him. I said, Mr. I didn't know what to call him. I said, Mr. Ali, Dick Gregory is running across the United States for world hunger, and we not getting enough press. And he wants me to talk to you about coming out and joining us on this run. And he looks up at me. I'm going to destroy Jimmy Young tonight. You know, I'm the greatest fighter in the world, Muhammad Ali. You know, yes, sir, of course. You know, I was in shock. I mean, it was the biggest thing you ever saw. His physicality was monstrous. He was a handsome guy. It was amazing to just see him that day. I mean, woo, was he ready as a physical fighter? Amazing. I mean, really amazing to look at. And so I say, yeah, we're not getting the publicity we need. We need you out there running with us. And he said, let me get this straight. He said, I'm going to pay for this myself and get a private plane and get out there and run in the desert and, you know, have no water and just be running all the time and support Dick Gregory and world hunger. I said, yes, sir, that's what we want. Okay, he says, I'll do that. Wow, I was so stunned. I didn't know what to say to him. George was the same. We were stunned, but we were put into his entourage. And that afternoon, he called me back. I forget whether George went along or not, whether he was there or not. But Ali said, hey, you're with Dick Gregory, come out with me. And there was a class of, I don't know, about 10 or 12 young people from nearby, somewhere in Maryland, there in Landover, Maryland, where the fight was. And he says to us, you know, come on in this room. So he takes these kids into the room and he sits down and picks up the phone. He says, what's your home number? So he got, the teacher was there, and somehow they worked all these numbers out of each child. And they'd dial the number, and the child would say, hi, Mom, or hi, Dad. This is, you know, I'm with Muhammad Ali. And then Ali would get on the phone and announce that he was going to destroy Jimmy Young that night, and how much he loved their child, and so glad he came by to see him and say hello to him. And it was, he went through every one of the children there. He called every one of their parents. The day of the Jimmy Young fight, I was in tears. I was like shocked at this man's sensitivity and decency and workload. And I mean, wow, I was amazed. So that night we were in the entourage, George and I, and we go ringside. We're pulled into the entourage and we're ringside. I don't know whether we had seats or not. I left after one round because there was so much blood and sweat coming off of that mat. It was unreal. I mean, so I went to the back and watched from the back. But George stayed with Muhammad Ali. He asked us both to go to Germany to see the next fight. I passed on that, but George did go with him. Dick did run successfully across the country and entered New York July 4th, 1976. I'll talk about that on another podcast, but it was a very successful run, and Muhammad Ali joined us, I believe it was in St. Louis, and ran for quite a while. And Dick helped him with his diet and how he was running, because he used to run in these army boots. And Dick, you know, got him into tennis shoes and, you know, vegetarian food and so on. And Dick helped him along quite a bit. So Ali ended up liking that. He later came to Giant Stadium when I did the Conspiracy of Hope closing in 1986. And he spoke to the crowd about stopping abuse and disregard and disrespect of the Muslim religion. And he gave a nice talk to the crowd. He was very happy to be there. I think it was the first concert he'd ever gone to like that. So I got to know him a little bit, and it really was an amazing time for me, because the run won the Dawson Award from the Black Caucus, and then there was a dinner, big dinner that night. And at this dinner, Fannie Lou Hamer, who was my old friend from the Milwaukee days with Father Crappie, leaned over and took my hand and said, "Jack, I'm dying, but I'm with Christ, and I feel good, and don't you worry about me. I'll see you on the other side." So I had to say goodbye to Fannie Lou that night. But Dick won one of the awards, as did Fannie Lou Hamer, so I was an awful good company, and company I never thought I'd be in, really. So both events were quite successful, and it was quite a treat to work with Dick and Fannie Lou Hamer and the great, truly great, Muhammad Ali. I'll speak about Dick later. Anyway, this fight, the amazing part of this is when Ali won finally and Jimmy Young had lost, the fight was live on ABC, not only in the United States, but all over the world. He was the best known man in the world at that time. And when he won on national television and repeated every exact word I had said to him about joining this run and what we were doing. He had everything perfectly memorized. And after getting pounded, I'm talking about pounded, in that fight with Jimmy Young, he could have lost that fight. He addressed the issue, hit it perfectly on the nose, kept his word, and I think it's a great story about, really, I think one of the greatest Americans of that century. I think he certainly was one of the few great ones. Anyway, that's my story. Jack Healy, thank you.